Asia-Pacific currents.
News and labour issues from the Asia-Pacific region.
We strongly condemn the police that arrest the protesters.
Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Workers of the world should unite to fight this greedy capitalist.
Brought to you by Australia-Asia Worker Link. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Asia Pacific Currents here on Community Radio 3CR. I'm Giselle Hanna and I'm taking you through to 9:30 this morning. And of course, Asia Pacific Currents is brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links, and you can find us on the web or the www.aawl.org.au. We're on Substack and Facebook. Look us up on those social media platforms. In the second part of the show, I will be speaking with David Ball, who is a DepSec, Deputy Secretary of the MUA Victoria branch. They are hosting a fundraiser tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon at the MUA rooms over there in West Melbourne. And they're hosting that fundraiser for a feeder and in solidarity with comrades in East Timor. So we'll be talking to them about basically what solidarity work the MUA has been doing with East Timor and why you should get along to that fundraiser tomorrow at 3:30. But first up, news from around the region, and we're going to look at May Day right across the world. And of course, happy May Day to everybody. And I know that Annie and Tobiah announced it on their show just as they were closing out. And thank you to the folks of Solidarity Breakfast for another wonderful show. But tomorrow in Melbourne, over at Trades Hall, there is a May Day rally at 1 o'clock. So make sure you get there. In the lead up to May Day on Friday, several global unions issued statements assessing the year that was and plans for the year ahead. Public Services International described May Day as a vivid reminder that working class politics is not a spectator sport, and workers need to be in the fight as they have never won by watching. In reference to the Asia Pacific, PSI highlighted how ongoing violence in the Middle East has spread suffering across the region, making workers aware of how one fight can affect them all. Uni Global Union also brought attention to the conflict in the Middle East and how the suffering of people in Palestine, Lebanon, Iran and elsewhere was compounded by the economic recklessness of those waging these wars. The Iran Labour Confederation issued a statement bringing attention to the myriad pressures facing Iranian workers, who are simultaneously confronted with economic exploitation, poverty, political repression, war, and military attacks on industrial and productive infrastructure. And on Thursday, workers at an Abaca pulp mill in the southern Philippines have ended a 52-day strike after securing a wage increase and other benefits. The NewTek Pulp Workers Union Federation of Democratic Labour Organizations stated that the mill's management had granted a $20 a month wage increase for rank-and-file workers, which, while lower than their original demand, is higher than the minimum wage in the Mindanao region. Nevertheless, the rank-and-file employees welcomed the decision of management to grant their request on their work schedule, which they had been fighting for since 2014. Workers will now have 2 days off after 6 working days, and the union stated that this was the primary reason why the workers agreed to end the strike. Other benefits, such as a signing-on bonus and back pay, were also won in this industrial action. 66 rank-and-file workers launched the work stoppage on the 6th of March after a deadlock in their negotiations. And the Cargo Truckers Solidarity Division of the Korean Public Service and Transport Workers Union under the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions announced a victory on Wednesday after reaching a tentative agreement with logistics subsidiary of BGF Retail, one of South Korea's main brokers for convenience stores. At the beginning of the month, Cargo Truckers Solidarity launched a strike and blockaded logistics centres until the demand for an increase in transport fees and more days off was met. The company's attempt at employing scab labour escalated on Monday last week after a scab truck drove into a union picket at a logistics centre in the southern city of Jinju, killing one striking worker and injuring two others. 2 days later, the company entered negotiations which resulted in this week's agreement. The union confirmed that they'd won a 7% increase in transport fees for workers, and days off will be expanded to include one additional day per quarter in addition to the existing weekly system. And following on from a story we brought you last week, 15 women trade union leaders from the Confederation of Public Service Employees Union in Turkey were acquitted on Monday in Ankara, bringing to an end a 14-year trial targeting their legitimate trade union activities. Representatives from the European Public Services Union and PSI were in attendance to hear the court throw out all charges against the women. The case stemmed from the women's involvement in the Confederation of Public Service Employees Union, which is abbreviated to KESK. So the case stemmed from the women's involvement in KESK's Women's Assembly, an autonomous structure advocating for gender equality and workers' rights. The indictment had relied on internal union meetings and activities as evidence, which they successfully argued was a breach of international labour standards on freedom of association. The case was part of a broader context of judicial persecution of KESK representatives with the aim of criminalising trade union activity. KESK issued a statement saying that just as the KESK women did not give in to the attacks for 14 years, they will continue to fight despite intimidation. And the International Federation of Journalists and its affiliate, the Maldives Journalists Association, issued a condemnation against the Maldivian government this week after police raided the offices of online news outlet Adadu in Mali on Monday, resulting in a 3-month travel ban on the CEO and managing editor. The raid was in relation to the release last month of Aisha, a documentary that featured a former employee of the president's office who alleged that President Mohamed Maizu had sexually manipulated and harassed her. The police acted on a warrant issued on charges of qazf, which is the false accusation of adultery in Islamic law. The raid occurred on the same day that an Adadu journalist raised the documentary at the president's press conference. The MJA said the government's actions were particularly alarming since the Media Control Commission reported it did not initiate any investigation, meaning that the police raid was not backed by any authority with the power to regulate and investigate the media. And our final story today is from Pakistan, where trade unions, labour support organisations and civil society groups in Karachi voiced serious concerns on Tuesday over irregularities in the Workers' Welfare Board, SIND, and warned of attempts to render its newly constituted board dysfunctional. Nearly a dozen union organisations signed a press release stating that multiple petitions had been filed against the recently created board, including a move aimed at restricting workers' representatives. The unions are demanding court interventions to safeguard workers' rights from these measures. The main issue, however, was corruption and clear indications from the board that they had no intention of following up on the misappropriation of funds by their predecessors. The unions highlighted several examples, including budgeted programs that never eventuated, as well as the funding of a health scheme for board members that was not part of the budget. The organisations demanded immediate intervention by the SIND government and full accountability of those involved in alleged corruption and misuse of authority. It's 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on Community Radio 3CR. I'm going to go do some community announcements and then our feature interview for the morning.
Help us stay radical. Become a regular donor to 3CR. A regular donor is someone who loves 3CR so much that they set up an automatic donation to 3CR on the same day every month. 3CR is determined to stay independent. This means we don't rely on corporate sponsorship or government funding. We serve our community, not corporate interests. But this also means we do rely on people like you to keep the station running. From paying the bills to maintaining our studios to training the next generation of community broadcasters, 3CR relies on community donations to survive. By becoming a regular donor, you can help us stay resilient and radical. Will you help 3CR by becoming a regular donor today? Together, we can keep independent voices on air. Go to 3cr.org.au.
At my age, preparation is just part of life. To prepare for viruses like influenza and COVID, I get vaccinated regularly. Viruses are always changing. That's why vaccination really matters, to protect yourself against serious disease and hospitalisation. And the risks go up when you turn 65. Vaccination is the best preparation. Speak to your health professional and book your vaccinations today. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
A 3CR supporter.
You are listening to Asia Pacific Currents here on Community Radio 3CR. It's 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. I'm Giselle Hanna, taking you through to 9:30 this morning. My next guest is David Ball, the Deputy Secretary of the MUA Victoria Branch. And those folks at the MUA are hosting a fundraiser for a feeder on Sunday night for East Timor. Welcome to the program, David. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you, Giselle, and really excited about our fundraiser tomorrow.
Well, the Victorian branch of the MUA has obviously had a long-standing commitment to this particular project and to a feeder. Talk to me a little bit about international solidarity in general and the MUA's commitment.
Yeah, well, our members obviously work on ships and we work with international seafarers all the time, so we've always had a strong position around internationalism, and a lot of our disputes have been won. Even the 1998 Patrick's dispute was won through international solidarity. So we understand the importance of internationalism, and of course, you know, workers everywhere who are impacted by bad bosses and bad working conditions need to be supported. And you know, we do pretty good here in Australia, so it's great to support people with lesser disadvantaged.
Tomorrow's fundraiser is partly about bringing two Timorese women over from Timor who are domestic workers. Tell me a little bit about this particular struggle of these women and their union.
Yeah, so the Secretary of the Domestic Workers Union, which is called STDTL, Maria Dos Santos, is coming to the event there. She represents domestic workers. It's a pretty hard gig there in Timor-Leste, where most of the working relationships are informal. So they need a lot of support, and they usually live in the houses where they're working. But that's a union that's been helped set up through Union Aid Abroad, a feeder, and that's where the funds are going from tomorrow's fundraiser.
Excellent. And then tell me a little bit more broadly about the MUA's connection with Timor, and particularly since their liberation in and their struggle for liberation in 2000.
Yeah, so last year we sent a group of young union activists over to Timor-Leste to work with SMETL, which is Maritime and Transport Union for Timor-Leste. We're working with their organisers to help them around safety and building strength and solidarity within their workers. We've been having a long relationship with Timor-Leste.
Yeah, amazing. The gig that you're putting on for tomorrow night, it's not the first one of these. You guys have a long history of organising these fundraisers. Tell me how they've gone in the past.
Yeah, well, last year we had a really good one with the Painters and Dockers performing. We've got Paulie Stewart again there this year. He's curating the music. We've got five bands. It was a real good turnout last year. We're hoping again this year. As I said, we've got five bands, including Red Envy, Elijah Augustine, Damio Alfonso, the Delveens, and the Dilly All-Stars. So yeah, get along and support a great cause.
Excellent. Well, let's give out the details for tomorrow night so people can actually get along.
Okay, it starts at 3:30 at the MUA Auditorium at 46 to 54 Island Street. You'll be able to get tickets at the door. Yeah, it goes to about 7:30. The East Timor community are providing the food and the MUA are providing the booze. So get along. It's $100 a ticket.
Amazing. Hey, David, thank you so much for your time on the show this morning. Was there anything you wanted to add?
Only that if you're not a member of Union Abroad, AFIDA, join tomorrow. They do great work with internationalism and get along to the event.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Cheers, Giselle.
That was David Ball, Deputy Secretary of the MUA Victoria Branch. Make sure you do get along to that fundraiser tomorrow night, 3:30 at the MUA, 46 Island Street, West Melbourne. Tickets are available at the door. I'm going to go to a track now. This is Carrick Fergus, sung here by Paddy Riley.
I wish I was in Carrickfergus, only for nights in Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean only for nights in Ballygran. But the sea is wide and I cannot swim over, and neither have I the wings to fly. I wish I could find me a handsome boatman to ferry me over, my love dying. For it's in Kilkenny, it is reported on marble stones there as black as ink. With gold and silver I would support her, but I'll sing no more now till I get a drink. I'm drunk today and I'm seldom sober. A handsome rover from town to town, but I'm sick now and my days their number. So come all ye young men and lay me down.
Well, that does bring us to the end of another episode of Asia Pacific Currents here on Community Radio 3CR. I'm Giselle Hannah. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned to 3CR for the rest of the weekend. Of course, Palestine Remembered is coming up next. There are a couple of events you need to get to this weekend, including the May Day Rally tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Trades Hall. Get there a bit earlier, 11:30, for the stalls and the music and all of that kind of thing. And don't forget the fundraiser for East Timor Community Aid Abroad, a feeder, tomorrow 3:30 at the MUA. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday with more news and current affairs from the Asia Pacific region. As I said, stay tuned for Palestine Remembered, which is coming up next. But I'm going to go out with another song. This is Michael Jackson with They Don't Really Care About Us.